X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another incident involving a water vessel and bridge, this time in Galveston, Texas. Officials say a barge hit the Pelican Island Causeway, damaging a portion of that bridge and causing an oil spill in the bay. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry.
A barge under tow apparently broke loose and impacted the train or railway side of the bridge. But the railway and vehicular traffic bridge are connected.
The bridge is shut to traffic along with a stretch of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. As IDF battles Hamas in Rafah and pushes further into the region, the U.S. says it's monitoring the situation in Gaza's southernmost city and working to get U.S. doctors trapped out safely. In opening statements of the bribery trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, prosecutors allege corruption schemes that, quote, filled Menendez's pockets, starting with a promise to assist the government of Egypt and military aid. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to 16 federal charges. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and has solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call yesterday's session an election year ploy. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Don't bother trying to take the Merrimack Ferry over the Wisconsin River today or tomorrow. The Department of Transportation says the ferry is closed for resurfacing in the area. It's part of the Highway 113 project between Lodi and Oakey. Workers will be resurfacing the South Landing, which leads to the ferry. It just opened for the season on April 1st. The Merrimack Ferry is both a functional regional crossing and a tourist attraction. Next year's preliminary budget for the Madison School District would cut spending by almost $2.5 million and reduce the property tax rate by 11%. The school board got its first look at the proposal this week. Federal pandemic relief funding is set to expire, and so is the money that voters approved in referendums in 2020. The board will approve final budgets in November after final enrollment numbers are in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their 3-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman at center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is, and then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A beautiful day today under sunny skies with high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. Winds become a bit breezy overnight tonight and clouds thicken as showers and thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow. It'll be a darker and damper day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a special event, Monday edition. We got Joe Biden, the president in my hometown, and we got Dominic, my partner, right here,
hey,
co-devil in my hometown.
Man.
How you doing, bro?
Awesome, Crute. Great to see you. Working a little early today. Rich on the board. Happy days to us all. Of course, and don't forget, man, you know, there's an eclipse or something going on today. An eclipse happening. Biden's in town. I'm in town. I mean, will the miracles ever cease?
You know, a strong contrast in our fashion choices today.
Yeah.
You could tell which one of us went to a presidential level event. I am wearing a blue, like a pimped banker suit, man. I look good in this one.
Very, very fancy. Crazy.
Saw our friend Michael Johnson from the Boys and Girls Club. You know, he has gone full vegetarian. He's lost a lot of weight through, you know, the last couple of years, but still a strapping lad like myself.
You should
guy.
Follow his lead, perhaps, Michael.
And he said, oh, you got a nice suit on. And we were talking about the fact, I mentioned to Michael, every time I see you, look just a little slimmer, dude. And he said, how about you? And I said, no, I just buy new suits.
Yeah.
You know, and that way you can continue to grow. Let it out. And then someone else conceals
something about a finely tailored suit makes you look a little thinner, doesn't it, Crute?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I look sexy today, Dom. But no, your flip-flops are very, very
Come
nice.
Come on, man. It's beautiful out, sunny day today. Kind of a, you know, a dreary day yesterday. So I had the top back and the windows down driving over today. It was a beautiful day.
You know, I got to tell a story of myself. Joe Biden, I came directly from the Joe Biden event. I am so happy to see you here.
Yeah, man.
In Madison, my hometown, Joe Biden. Something of a newsworthy occurrence. And I made a new friend in the parking lot, as one is prone to do.
Oh, yeah?
I told her all about the 92.7 and the Devil's Advocates coming on at 3 o'clock. I promised her some sound from the president's speech, maybe a little bit later in the show.
Some
not from
highlights, perhaps?
Some highlights, yeah. Some newsworthy highlights. She asked me, did you get in to see the president? I said, yes, I did. She said, oh, I didn't get to see it. She said, I didn't even get to hear it. All I got to see was the motorcade and Air Force One. We did get to see Air Force One. President Biden flew into Madison Regional Airport, Truex Field, and it's immediately next to the Truex campus of Madison Area Technical College. I mean, so the motorcade literally probably went like 20 blocks to get Joe from the runway to the entry.
Very efficient. In, close by, banged out a speech, hit it.
And hit it. And when Air Force One took off, about 2 o'clock, that would be peak eclipse time. That was like at 2:08. Joe Biden timed it. So he's on Air Force One during peak eclipse time.
Pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool, yeah, man. I mean, if you're the president, why not see it from Air Force One?
Even if you're not the president, I still want to see it from Air Force
One. If you're
One.
Not the president. Dom, I did see some friends. Michael Johnson, looking svelte. Scott Ross, the Marion man. I did see he put up some posted some marriage photos.
And
he's
nice.
Recently married, but he put them up this weekend. So for some reason, my brain just said, oh, man, Scott Ross got married this weekend. Even though the last time we saw him, he had already been married, December, I believe. And, you know, handsome. You know, we all look good on our wedding day or do our best. I'm sure you were a bum. Probably wore flip-flops.
You know, I look best in my birthday suit, Crudy. Gotta be honest.
Yes, yes, I would imagine. But in deference to the fact, this is that guy's group. Oh, Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now.
When he was at One Wisconsin Now, he's been banging this drum for years, Crudy.
He has been trying to get politicians to understand the enormity of the student loan debt that the kids are under. And Joe Biden.
Adults, older adults. I mean, a lot of people are into these.
Yes. I think Scott Ross most particularly cared about the younger voters. And I got to tell you, Dom, it wasn't just the blue team. Or maybe it was a lot of the blue team. I mean, the crowd was entirely supportive of the president. And perhaps not surprisingly, but I got to tell you, it pains me a little to say this.
What?
I would say the most popular politician in the room today, Tony Evers.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Evers was a rock star today. Not so much in the speech he gave because...
He's Tony Evers.
He's Tony Evers. But the tone of the crowd, the appreciation from the crowd, it was, you know, it was an education-centric crowd. This was student loan debt cancellation, or at least that's the promise Joe Biden came to town to tell us all about. And a younger crowd, an enthusiastic crowd. Enthusiastic. I like when the crowds are pumped up for Democratic candidates.
And they're
I describe this not as the alumni section. This was more like the student section.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you go to a Badger game. Anyone's ever been to a Badger game? The alumni, they sit on their hands in the student section. They're
going
and
off.
Rolling.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, after they get in from three beers in the parking lot. So Joe Biden showed up. Pretty efficient speech. Not a real long stem winder. Didn't
what?
He didn't
ramble on about the terrible crooked judges and the lawfare for, you know, 2 or more hours. He didn't do that, huh?
The primary focus was a student loan relief under 5 different criterion that the president laid out today. B, apprenticeships and trying to find federal funding for those that, you know, don't go to college. Maybe find an alternative trade and maybe go through a vocational school or a tech school. And as Joe Biden, the president in my hometown today, pointed out, you know, they don't have the shop classes, not in many of the schools, not like they used to.
No.
People that aren't college bound or you know, are better with their hands, whatever it is that draws one to the trades, they're not being taught that many of the high schools. So Joe proposed to fund more apprenticeship programs. And then, I didn't know if it was Bernie Sanders up there, but Joe Biden.
2-year colleges for free, baby.
For free. That's huge.
It is huge.
That is huge. Joe Biden, and he apparently had made the same proposition in his State of the Union address. But I can tell you, when I heard him say it today, it resonated much more clearly. I didn't take that as one of the takeaways of his State of the Union. It was more about the tone, the energy, you know, exceeding expectations.
No, saving democracy, you know, the contrast between him and the former guy. Yes.
Well, that and the whole Senator Katie Britt and the breathless wonder from her kitchen.
Yes.
I mean, thank
you for reminding me.
There was a lot that happened that night.
Yeah.
And
a lot to digest.
But I didn't take away that very popular community college proposition. And Joe Biden got a lot of love in the room today. I mean, he reinforced his, if you reelect me, here's what you get.
And it makes sense. One of the reasons we have taxpayer-funded high schools, you need at least the high school education. And as time has passed, it's obvious if you want to try to get more for yourself, for your family, for your community, you need to have additional educational opportunities. And that's totally reasonable. Why not? Why if you're going to do it to 12th grade, why not 14th?
Well, I'm not clear that we will have the educational institutions still here in the state of Wisconsin when these propositions go forward. Of course, under Republican legislators, they continue to close the two-year campuses here in Wisconsin. Now, MATC, vibrant. And they must have a hell of a sports program. We're in the gymnasium. And there are a lot of banners hanging from MATC. Our old buddy, iHeart, one of our producers, actually is like the facilities manager over there.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Adam.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, Devil's Advocates, I went on the road, but Dom came on the road to get here to join me.
I listened on Civic Media on the way in, and it wasn't long. Again, Joe, well done. Like 15, 20 minutes was not a rambling speech like the other guy.
Now, let me ask you. They did make folding chairs available to the press, and some press were in the seated area behind the risers where, you know, the risers are where the TV cameras are.
Right.
And we're often, as radio guys,
staring at the ankles of the TV folks.
Yes. If you want to see the speech, look between the ankles. You should be able to see the president because they don't give us line of sight often.
Well, we don't need it necessarily.
Come on, man.
I mean, other than describing the tie, once he gets going, it's fine.
So I'm looking for preferred real estate. I'm looking for a better spot because I don't want to be behind the bleachers, but I do want seating because it's a long time. 2 hours I was in the room just before the president came out. So I created my own little space.
Wow.
One chair, like sat alone, just one guy with Secret Service agents looking over my shoulder. I'm like the whole time I'm wondering, is this guy reading my emails? What's he doing? But, you know, I plucked down right next to the guy, and I didn't have the peak eclipse experience that Joe Biden did. I mean, I looked. I didn't have the glasses.
Yeah, you and Trump,
I didn't quite
man.
Do the Trump. I got really good Ray-Bans.
That, I don't think that matters.
More of a glance at the sun. You know, just, I peaked at it. One thousand. Then look away. Can't stare at the sun.
Times did you peek at it?
Oh, maybe eight.
Kids, don't try it at home. He's a professional.
I got to admit, my eyes, little blurry. Little blurry right now.
A little red right now, Crudy.
Reading aloud might be a stressor. So we're not going to read aloud. Want to hear from you, Joe Biden, in my hometown, Madison, WMDX. You're listening to us right now. Hey, Dom's in town, so it's always special when that happens. But I think it is of consequence that the president comes here. Dane County, we will deliver the state blue for you, Joe Biden. I make you that promise today on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Some say the greatest ever. I'll tell you about the cops, though. The cops were kind of getting on my nerves. Don't pull me over on the way home. Some of you guys were being a little
A little boisterous, a little excited. What?
They just wouldn't let us leave.
Wow. You know, you got to let the man out.
On multiple occasions.
Was the music being played really, really loud like Trump does?
No, from like outdoors. Like, you may not leave the sidewalk. I'm like, watch me. Come back. More Devils.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines 844-967-2789. And historic day, Crudy, a historic day. The president was in town today talking student loan relief. An eclipse. You know, it's magical. God is telling all of you to listen to the Devil's Advocates. And of course, I'm in town. That's most important, Crudy. Good to see you, man.
We go down drinking later?
Well, probably.
I'm dressed for it. As are you.
I mean, as long as they got the, you know, Paul's got the, hopefully got the tables out now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I mean, the sun is out.
You know, I got to be careful. Got a little too much sunlight in the back of my retinas already today. Yeah. If they didn't make me wait, I saw Joe Biden. I saw him at the MATC, Madison College, Truax campus. And first, they wouldn't let us out.
I mean, after the president was done speaking.
After the president.
You know, wait for him and his
they,
crew to get
they
out.
They took him out of the room really quick.
Yeah.
And Joe likes to work the rope line, but he was supposed to be giving a speech 45 minutes later in Chicago. I mean, he's on to back to the White House tonight. He's got the thing in Chicago. They've got a stuffed schedule, and he's got a press briefing when he arrives back.
Doesn't seem like Sleepy Joe to me, man.
No, he's keeping his schedule today, and they try to keep it moving, but they wouldn't let us out, the cops. You know, I'm locked in the building first. So I'm getting my steps, getting my steps. They're like, if you got to get out now, you got to go out that way. Getting my steps. So they kept pointing me farther and farther. So I get out. I come around the building, and some of these kids, you know, they're out. Students, they're looking at the eclipse, and they can't leave either. So I get out to the sidewalk in front of the MATC and the presidential motorcade. And all the cops. All the cops in Dane County were all there, seemingly. And lots of motorcycle cops. And what a beautiful day to you know, have the motorcycle cops do the motorcade, lead the motorcade. Six, eight motorcycle cops. And, you know, they had the big tank of a limo they put the president in. I saw that. Didn't wave, just a little video. Posted it on our Twitter account at Devil Radio.
Twitter. Wow.
I threw a couple of tweets out.
New suit using the Twitter. Man, Crudy, this is a new day for you.
A very nice lady got me onto the Wi-Fi there at the MATC. So, you know, I felt like I had the ability to post and time to kill. So, you know, had my folding chair seat, put it back politely, left the gymnasium, couldn't get out of the university, finally got out, got to the sidewalk. And they said, you can't go yet. And I'm like, well, I don't, you know, I'm gonna go that way. He's like, still can't go yet. And I'm thinking, when can I go? Well, when the motorcade goes by. I said, excellent. So I sat there, I took my video, stared at the sun for like you know, 8:30 seconds, something like that. You know, glance away, glance back, glance away, threw my sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
Again. Use my hand a little bit to shield my eyes.
Don't do that ever, but okay.
You know, but I didn't have the glasses, and I was stuck.
And so, I wanted to see.
Well, I basically just saw the crescent moony-looking thing and got the image in my mind and then looked away.
And burned in your back of your eyes.
I'll see if my pictures worked out. Okay. I tried framing it on my camera as well. That'll probably burn up my camera. We'll see. But the motorcade goes by. And I said, can I go now? He said, no, not yet. And he's like, we'll let you know. And I'm looking down the way. And they were similarly, you know, and all the assembled. They had just let out of a presidential rally, and not a huge room, but a gymnasium-sized rally, probably hundreds in the room, a couple hundred at least, plus lots of press and
sure
classes getting out at MATC, people trying to cross the street.
Lots going on.
So on the other side of the building, you know, down the way, which I can visually see, they've let the people
go. Oh, see? Come on, man.
So those kids got out to recess, and I'm still... standing here with the magic force field keeping me and this guy's force of will keeping me from going.
You know what, you know, cops really love when you give them the, don't you know who I am? Well, or the, don't I pay your salary. You work for me. They love it when you tell them that.
Well, I didn't want to get tasered, yeah. But I remember doing this once in college. I started like slow walking.
So
slow walking.
If you walk slow, they can't see you then.
And then I started walking with more purpose as I got a little farther away, because those people were leaving. And I had to join you here. This was like an hour ago. This wasn't so long ago. I'm trying to get out. I had to get from MATC through a presidential motorcade, through the traffic, back over here.
So salty, man.
So I walk over to the car and I get in the car and, I met the nice lady in the parking lot and, you know, told her, oh, yeah, you can hear all the coverage. 92.7, Devil's Advocates. You're going to want to tune in today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to bring you all the coverage of Joe Biden's speech and the newsworthiness. She said, I didn't know. I said, now you know.
Now you know.
I also encouraged her to go to the Civic Media, get the Civic Media app, because, you know, I'm a team player. And anyways, get in the car, pull up. And there's no one stopping us, but there's like a cop stopping us. Like, you can't drive either. I'm like, but I don't need to go where the motorcade went. I'm going the opposite way. So can I cut and go left? And no one would move over and just, you know, son of a ratchet. So anyways, I drove to the far end of the parking lot just to see if maybe there's an alternative exit. Because they don't probably have cops at the back. Nope, had to come back. So now I'm one car farther behind than I was before, because the one car behind me has gotten into line now. And not a very urgent driver, that one. Blue car. I immediately didn't like the person.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. But here's the problem. Cops still wouldn't let us out. And I said, what, when do we get to go? Well, when Air Force One leaves. I said, okay. Well, you could hear the sound. Lady's in the park with her kids. She's like, can I leave now? You know, because there's literally...
there it is.
Air Force One wings, wheels up just in time for the eclipse. Joe Biden had the best seat in the house.
Oh,
he got
for sure.
Peak eclipse on Air Force One. I hope he had glasses. Otherwise, he'd be staring out the windows. You know how Joe is. And... anyways, I said, can we leave now? You know, calling forward to the...
So, like, you're in your car, get your window down, you're
no,
leaving
no,
out?
No, I got
okay.
out.
Oh, you got out, okay.
Maybe took the sport coat off, something. Got out, hey, can we leave now? 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 Like, I got a live radio show, I gotta go.
Don't you know who I am?
And I had to join the greatest lead-in ever, the Maggie Dawn Show. I had a live radio hit before I did this live radio show with you. And, you know, had to also navigate up here to the studios. And,
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
What do PFAS or those forever chemicals have to do with Wisconsin farmland and private wells? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. The answer to that question on the way.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesan is the current chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She said one of their efforts in overriding vetoes yesterday was designed to restore $125 million in state funding so communities could fight pollution from forever chemicals known as PFAS. She said a lot of rural communities are caught up in that battle, and she explains why.
Well, we're not trying to let people off the hook who cause contamination, but for people who ended up with contaminated properties, like those farmers that allowed their local wastewater treatment places to land spread the sludge, now they have contamination, and they shouldn't be the ones responsible for cleaning this up because it was of no fault of their own.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig. They were successful yesterday in overriding 9 vetoes at the state capitol. However, to be successful, 2/3 of both the Senate and Assembly must vote to override a veto. Right now, there are no immediate plans for the Assembly to hold a vote.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
And a Wisconsin agriculture instructor from Portage has been named one of 64 teachers from across the United States that will become national teacher ambassadors next school year for the national FFA organization. Emma Huber from Portage will help teach more than 10,000 FFA advisors in the United States about some of the fundamentals they can fall back on when it comes to the leadership and the changing educational landscape they're experiencing. Want to find out more? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see the story there. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A beautiful day today under sunny skies with high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. Winds become a bit breezy overnight tonight and clouds thicken as showers and thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow. It'll be a darker and damper day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at TheDevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Perivonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Oh, you know, when I was growing up, my brother owned this record, vinyl.
Yes.
And he would play it over and over again.
Is this the most cliche overplayed song today ever?
Probably. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio
Welcome
Show.
Welcome back to the low-hanging fruit song.
It's a special event Monday edition.
I'm here. It's good to see you.
You as well. And it was good to see President Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Well, in deference to my new friend in the parking lot, I think she now knows I'm in inpatient swords. I also might have mentioned there were pro-Palestinian protesters. Some young people wanted Joe to hear from them. I'm not sure if he would have heard it for very long, but certainly I think their voices were heard. They were using megaphones, amplified sound, if you will. They were, you know, a few blocks away. I did post on the @DevilRadio Twitter what their sign said. Joe, stop the Gaza side.
Gaza side instead of genocide.
Gaza side.
Gotcha.
I thought it was at least clever. A clever play on words. Didn't want to be late. You know, you got to get in the room. They don't let you linger out there and talk to the protesters too long. Had to personally be escorted by a Madison police officer from there, from the protest site, over to where I, you know, was credentialed media. Very esteemed. Gave me a folding chair and everything.
Wow, they knew who you were.
Well, I had my own section over by Secret Service. And then I heard the president. And this was not Joe's best speech. No cocaine before this speech.
Not for Joe anyway, huh? Your eyes look a little wide, Crudy. Stop staring at the sun, man.
I was a bachelor last night. I stayed up
way too late.
Yeah. I won't even quantify the time, but let's just say it was way past midnight. But anywho, President Joe Biden, he made some newsworthy announcements. He came to Madison, Wisconsin, and the agenda today was to talk about student loan debt relief. And these are new propositions. Last time he did this, and he did mention this during the course of his speech. He's like, you know, I tried this once. And Republican sued us. And it was a successful suit. The U.S. Supreme Court turned back his first efforts. Now, this a different law that he's trying to enact.
Different angle, still trying to do something.
They think they're on stronger legal grounds, though. It's not as broad a relief program, certainly. And he did have like five tenets that he laid out. And I think we've got most of this. Here it is. Let's start with President Joe Biden, Madison Area Technical College, Truax Campus. Play cut one.
Thanks to our reforms, nearly 900,000 have had their debts forgiven, including 16,400 right here in Wisconsin. Right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the kids like that number. A student-centric crowd, a lot of younger people in the crowd. Rich, let's keep rolling. Cut number two, President Joe Biden rolling out, or at least proposing, student debt relief.
Second, return what's called an income-driven repayment program, which I've renamed the SAVE program, the most affordable repayment plan ever. Before I took office, student borrowers had to pay 10% of their discretionary income on a monthly basis from what they borrowed, 10% discretionary income. That's income after you pay necessities like housing and food. A lot of people didn't have the means to pay 10%. So I was able to, under my authority, have the department cut that to 5% for undergraduate loans.
That's cutting it.
Now, that means no one with undergraduate loans, whether a community college or four-year college, have to pay more than 5% of their discretionary income to repay those loans starting in July of this year. And for millions of borrowers who make less than $32,000 a year now after they're out, their monthly student payments will be dropped to zero as long as they're that.
You know, it's newsworthy enough when the president, Joe Biden, comes to my town. But he came bearing breaking news, new propositions, lots of savings for lots of different eligible borrowers.
Yeah, reducing it down to 0% at $32,000 or less. What's that, you know, $16 an hour-ish? Yeah, it's hard to get along in life at $16 an hour, plus carry, you know, whatever rent and overhead and those and food. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, now you got your student loans racking up.
They would get expensive. Let's keep going. More of President Joe Biden in Madison today on the topic of student debt relief.
Fourth, we plan to cancel debt for borrowers who the Department of Education determines were cheated by universities that left students on unaffordable loans and delivered little in benefits to students. And one of those colleges was closed. I won't mention it. Finally,
Trump University.
The Department of Education will propose a new rule to cancel student debt for Americans facing financial hardships, from child care to health care, to prevent them from paying back their loans. And over the coming months, the Department of Education will propose and then implement these plans. And starting this fall, we plan to deliver up to $20,000 in interest relief to over 20 million borrowers and full forgiveness for millions more.
And I believe we've got one more soundbite, don't we? This was part of Joe's State of the Union address, but it jumped out at me because it sounded a lot like my boy Bernie Sanders. Here is his proposition: free community college for all. You just got to reelect Joe.
That's why every American making a student loan payment should go to studentaid.gov. Studentaid.gov to learn more about these plans and see if you're any of them fit for you.
You could correct me if that's not that's the bite we're going to play. So studentaid.gov. So if you didn't get that.
Studentaid.gov.
I actually texted that to you, Dom. A link to the website, studentaid.gov. But
and endeavoring to get 2-year community colleges for free.
For free.
Taxpayer subsidized. Let's be very clear.
Let's call it an investment.
Sure. And you know the Republicans are out there and you know, hell, some folks who even had to pay off their student loans. They're all mad about it. Okay. But here's the thing. If you're feeling a little feisty, like someone's getting something you're not, just think of this entire proposition as a, I don't know, what do the Republicans love to do? Think of it as a tax cut. Now, Republicans, if you look at it in the sense of a tax cut, don't you love tax cuts? Isn't that fine? You like tax cuts, right? So just when you're thinking about this and you're getting mad, just remember, tax cuts.
Here is additional things said by the president today. While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket is becoming much too expensive. Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to get married, have the first child, start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing debt. And that's not just a drag on them. It's a drag on our economy. Now, we know that the U.S. Supreme Court knocked down Biden's proposal about a year ago. But Biden immediately vowed to come up with a new program, the broad strokes of which he outlined today. It was the president's third visit to Wisconsin this year. Biden and high-level members of his administration have frequented this battleground state as he seeks to fend off the challenge from Trump, right? And now Biden and Trump are each tied at 49% amongst registered voters in Wisconsin, where races are often decided on razor-thin margins. And Dom, as you mentioned, I think we played this bite, more than 700,000 Wisconsinites have student debt. $21.4 billion worth. That's a big number. An analysis by the University of Wisconsin's Student Success Through Applied Research Lab found that 2020, the largest group of borrowers, 23% of those with student debt owed between $20,000 and $40,000, and 21% owed between $10,000 and $20,000. Here's a quote from Tony Evers, the governor. I tell you, he was a rock star at the event today. President Biden and I both know that the dream of pursuing a higher education looks a bit different these days than it did when we went to college. Today, high cost can often be a barrier for kids and families and families pursuing their dream. Higher education should be affordable and accessible for every Wisconsinite who chooses it, period. So the plan, Dom, he laid out the plan, and I'd love to hear from the audience here as well. President Joe Biden, come to our town, folks, 844-967-2789. We can go through a few of these highlighted points, Dom, at the Journal Sentinel. Now, borrowers who owe more than they did at the start of repayment. I feel like that's everyone, isn't it?
That's really tough.
Because that's when all the debt, all the interest accumulates on top of your principal balance.
Well, the good news is if you continue on with your education, like I did, going to grad school, you know, one of my big motivators for going to grad school?
Deferring your college loan
debt. Deferring my undergrad loan debt, yes.
What a prudent decision that was. Now you're in the high-earning radio industry.
I'd rather put it off forever than never pay it.
Dom, they could have up to $20,000 worth of interest wiped away. That's different than principal, folks, leaving them to repay only the amount they originally borrowed. People making less than $120,000 a year would qualify for having all of their interest forgiven if enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan. There's more here. The SAVE plan is, as Biden would describe it, borrowers who are eligible for other loan forgiveness programs but have not yet applied, new rules would authorize the U.S. Education Department to cancel the debt for those people without them having to apply. You know, what if you're just a workaday guy and you don't even know Joe Biden's in town today? You're not listening to the greatest radio show ever. You don't know that your loan has been forgiven or some portion thereof has. Why should you have to go chase the Department of Education?
Again, right.
Why don't they just
apply
reduce
it.
The amount of interest on your loan or whatever? There's more plans here, Dom.
Yeah, another bullet point, just your point, Kelly Meyerhofer at the...
I said hi to Jesse. Always great to see her.
Journal Sentinel. Borrowers who have made payments for decades. People who took out federal student loans for undergraduate degrees and began repaying them more than 20 years ago would automatically have the debt canceled under the new plan. The same would apply for graduate students who began paying 25 years ago.
So if you could just drag it out past 20 years, make the minimum payments, there'll be some relief in the future, Dom?
Some help.
For the love of God, give me some relief.
Borrowers who attended colleges that have lost their certification or eligibility to participate in federal student loan student aid programs. You know, Trump University comes to mind.
That wasn't a real university.
Come on.
But there are a lot
others,
of
yes.
for-profit college systems, and often they leave their borrowers in a worse place before they ever got
there. It's all about tapping in the vein, right, of that money. And finally, bullet point number five, borrowers experiencing hardship paying back their loans. People with other expenses, such as high medical debt or childcare, that's a lot of folks out there, that make it difficult to pay off their loans now or in the future could apply to have their student loans forgiven. But, Crudy, I mentioned it to you, man. The Republicans, they don't like it. The plan is based on the Higher Education Act, a different law than the one struck down last summer that Biden officials said could hold up stronger to legal challenges. But like the previous effort, this one may face challenges from conservative groups. Here's a quote, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, the ranking Republican on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. These loan schemes do not forgive debt. They transfer the debt from those who willingly took it on to the 87% of Americans who decided not to go to college or already worked to pay off their loans. This is an unfair ploy to buy votes before an election and does absolutely nothing to address the high cost of education that puts young people right back into debt.
You can't reduce debt because otherwise there'll be more debt.
You know, and it's always pick and choose for these Republicans. Again, if this was a
PPP
tax cut,
loans,
they're fine with that. And let's not forget, Crudy, and I have some of the numbers. Maybe we'll get back to it on the other side. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump literally gave money away to rural farmers in this country to the tune of billions and billions of dollars to subsidize, to help out his tariff war.
That was China's fault. $26 billion or more. Brian Stile, Republican congressman, calls this newest proposition of Biden's unconstitutional, unfair, and inflationary. Reducing interest on student loan borrowers. Inflationary. You do that.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join in. The lines, 844-967-2789.
Technically, did we see the dark side of the moon today? I mean, today that would be the dark side. But then there is no true dark side of the moon because the implication is it's always behind the moon, right? The dark is the side we can't see. But if it's facing the sun, it's brightly illuminated.
Well, but
it's
we
the
can't.
Bright side of the moon, and we, those that brave the elements and stare directly at the sun, technically, I saw just a little sun, little crescent sun, and the dark side of the moon. See how that works?
You know, I went to a concert at Riverside Theater in Milwaukee this weekend. Brit Floyd, you know, like a tribute band to Pink Floyd. And so I actually got to see the dark side of the moon on Friday.
Excellent. Were there psychedelics involved?
Yes, there were.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Dominic, Brian Stahl, who's never taken any psychedelics or been cool in any way, shape, or form, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, had this to say about Joe Biden. The president is simply shifting the burden to those individuals that paid off their student loans or worked their way through school or chose to take a career that didn't require a four-year education or had rich parents, right, Brian? The president should explain to someone who is working as a carpenter in Kenosha how this plan is fair to them. Well, there are also propositions for due apprenticeship funding for those that would want to work in the skilled trades.
This is the hypocrisy of the Republicans. You know, are they explaining to the same person he's so concerned about why the billionaires are paying less of a tax than they are as a percentage of their income? I mean, is that something
we never talk about that?
Oh,
never,
we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about Fight Club and,
you know what I'm saying?
Billionaire
Come on,
tax
man.
Rates.
I mean, it's so disingenuous.
But you could be a billionaire too if you just worked a little harder. Yeah. Dom, Brian Stahl accused Biden of trying to buy votes by targeting students in Madison with his message and said he thinks the Supreme Court would deem this latest student loan debt cancellation effort unconstitutional. Well, that is what you'd think. What do you know, Brian Stahl? You hang out with Rojo. You know, it's Ron Johnson's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
And the Republican Party, great state of Wisconsin, is circulating a tweet of Ron Johnson pounding a beer at a bar. you know, when I say pounding a beer, you know, like old man guzzling a beer. Now, I'm still young at heart. I'm not a big fan of drinking beer. I never really cared for the taste of most beer. Spotted Cow, pretty good. But I can chug a beer quick.
See, I'm not a great chugger of beer.
I'm like David Bakhtiari. I throw that plastic cup where you can, like, create the funnel. Just gone. Yeah, because then I didn't have to taste the beer. I wasn't a big fan of the beer. I'm more of a rum guy.
I know, but you get that sweet tooth. You never like, you know, grew out of it, man. And you know, your taste bud change, your palate expands.
Well, I could enjoy a beer, Dom, or two, but you know, kind of fills you up. Unless you drink really, really quick, then lots of them.
Talking about, this is a ruse. You know, he's buying the votes, right, Crudy? Well, again, the direct farm aid from Donald Trump during his tenure,
Tariff battle.
Direct farm aid climbed. This is from Politico back in 2020. Climbed from $11.5 billion in 2017 to more than $32 billion this year, an all-time high. Forbes also talking about this back in 2020. Trump administration gave more taxpayer dollars to farmers harmed by the administration's trade policies than the federal government spends each year building ships for the Navy or maintaining America's nuclear arsenal. $28 billion in 1 year alone.
How much we forgive through the PPP program, Dom? Can you work on that? I'm going to get to the phones. Russ, being patient from Soldier's Grove. Russ, welcome. Ross, pardon me. Welcome to the big show.
Hey, guys. Happy Eclipse Day. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Joe Biden, the president's here day.
Happy Dominic and Madison studio day.
Right. No, Biden, it was cool that he came to Madison College. And not the UW, which is perfectly fine, you know. His speeches, you know, wasn't super inspiring. I kind of agree. It was a little bit, when they start to ripping off the statistics, people's eyes glaze over. But I think people got the gist of it. I totally agree with making two-year colleges free. The idea of paying off people's loans when other people have paid them and stuff like that. I could see how that might make people piss, you know, make people mad. But it forces the conversation. It forces America to kind of come up with this, you know, and so if the Republicans don't like it. But I think what will the Trump Republicans, they will cash in on this, on their little college loans. They will take full advantage of this.
Oh, yeah.
Still vote for Trump. Just like I think, I mean, I hate to say this, just like there are Trump Republicans that are in the union, get all these union benefits and vote for Trump.
Well, you don't give up the right to vote for Trump just because you're a union stiff, but it does make you sort of a moron because you know he's not for the working man. But, Ross, we are. We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ross. 844-967-2789. CBS News reporting, Crudy, the PPP loans.
Yeah, how much forgiveness?
According to this, nearly $790 billion in PPP loans between March of 20 and May of 21 when the program ended.
With very few oversights.
So that was the total amount given, $790 billion. Of that amount, $757 billion was forgiven.
$757 billion forgiven.
Forgiven. Beyond that, the government also spent...
How much of that was fraud?
Probably a chunk. The government also spent nearly $700 billion on enhanced unemployment and $860 billion on direct payments in the form of stimulus checks, which, of course, all the Republicans cashed.
I know Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly here in the great state of Wisconsin, did. You know, he had his day in court as well, or at least the recall effort against him.
Yeah.
I saw that headline. It was at the
Does that concern you at all?
I mean,
what's the issue?
Well, the question is whether or not there should be an extension in the time frame for the gathering of the recall ballots because the district has changed. The Fighting 63rd that Robert Voss nearly lost to Adam Steen while they're trying to recall him. There's a new 63rd, which goes into implementation in November by the law signed by Tony Evers, shepherded by Robin Voss.
We don't know what district the recall organizers should be collecting.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it. nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.